Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog. We gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hit him up like good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I am your host, Eddie J, and it is Wednesday, which I know every Wednesday. What is Wednesday on the show? It is Hump Day. Hump Day Wednesdays. And what we're doing every Hump Day, we always do something very crazy where we have a lot of fun on the show as far as bringing in something different every Wednesday. What we do is we go focusing on the modeling industry. And that's something we've been doing for a strong month and a half now. So big up to everyone that's been part of it. You know, actually is running the very first Hump Day edition of the show. We actually, that was where my co-host was from, and we actually interviewed her, and I think you guys found the big secret about her getting ready to be my co-host. So definitely very big. I love doing this. Every time we do Hump Day, it's always so fun. And definitely, that could be different today. You're definitely going to have as fun as usual. And today on the show, we got my girl, Ms. Goldie, coming to the show, and we'll be chopping up with her as far as, you know, her company, Thick Chick ENT, as well as her social network marketing company as well, and all the other great things she's got going on. So we'll be chopping up a lot of that today. You know, and shout out to the music. This, you know, I hate when the music is like going all crazy and whatnot. So I'm uploading a song now for today. So big ups to that. While I'm doing that, yeah, I gotta give you a little bit of time. But as far as on today's show, like, give y'all background about her. She's actually been doing this for a hot minute, and actually, crazy story. I think I mentioned all the time when I talk about the beginnings of my show. I actually wouldn't even found Blog Talk if it wasn't for her and her doing her show originally. So she's actually one of the people who put me down on this, and not without her telling me that, I mean, we wouldn't be having this show today and be going in it for so long. So Big ups to her for really holding down and, you know, just really putting a brother up on game and, you know, holding me down hard, man. We also be chopping up something that's coming up next week. That's next Friday. She's got an event she actually has me involved with. So that's the thing. A lot of people always say you can't have your family involved in business, but at the end of the day, I think that's a bunch of crap. And it's all about the end of the day. It's all about how you are and how you go about stuff and how you treat your family. So you just got to be able to know how to balance both of them. You'll know how to do balance, you won't be able to do it right. So that's the whole deal. We're going to go ahead and go to the phone line. I think that's her right now. And shout out to, well, I'm telling you, I'll move my little audio thing out the way while it's uploading. Do what you got to do. All right, there we go. Go to the line. What's
Hello,
up? Is this my girl,
up?
Goldie? What's up?
Nothing much. Good. Doing good today.
I know I hit you up on some. Yeah, I know sometimes me, I be coming up with stuff. I come up with stuff like the day of when I'm doing the show sometimes, y'all. Yeah, y'all just saying, I'll be like, okay, I'm going to do the show today. I'm going to go with the flow. So Bob, I just want to big you up first of all and tell them to do the show. I'm so short notice.
Well, you know, that's usually the best shows is the one, it's either the ones that are overly planned and you got big guest stars, the ones that you took 2 minutes to plan and, you know, people show up and show love.
Yeah, I know, man. first off, man, tell everyone, you know, you've been through the show before. You probably, you've kind of been a ghost. A lot of you haven't really known who you are. Like you stepped in the show quite a bit of times, but I don't even ever got a chance to really figure out who you are. So, kind of first off, tell everyone who you are, and like how you actually got started into get into the modeling entertainment industry.
Okay, now basically, as everyone knows, I am Ceddie J's sister, and you know, I've been doing for the past 3 or 4 months. I've been doing just simple stuff as far as trying to make money on my own, you know, while nobody's willing to say you're hired. So I had to make my own, you know, company or job or whatever. And with me just being in a certain business for 2 months, I've already made more money in 1 month than I would have made at any other job, you know, being there for a month. And so I was like, okay, so what's something else I can target that I know nobody does in Fort Worth, Texas, or that they're not going to do like me? And so back in elementary school, my mother was a part of the after-school program. And since it was only really for fifth graders and no one was home to watch me, I was able to come too. And so ever since I say about 5 or 6 years old, I've been in modeling classes or, you know, doing certain things of that nature. Then I went on to take modeling at CJ's Dance Studio in Fort Worth and, you know, things like that. So I still have, you know, modeling, acting, behavior, things of that nature. And so I started Thick Chick Promotions /ENT because, you know, T-shirt marketing is a big business now, and just, you know, modeling and people looking right, and, you know, somebody always in a corner at a party, everything it takes behind the scenes of a party. A lot of people like the real crowd nowadays, and by real, I mean the thicker ladies, sizes 10 and up, you know, and so it's just basically like me having a company that's established that people can come straight to us and say, hey, can y'all wear our T-shirts to a beauty event? Can y'all wear our company on the back of y'all shirts? Can we sponsor your show? Can we sponsor this? And so it's just basically I started out on a, you know, radio show that launched last month. I only did 3 episodes. I have a couple of sponsors coming up, and I'm trying to work some things out so this little circle of family, we all can get some money from the situation. And it's just like, you know, as far as the modeling goes, I've been getting, you know, people wanting me to wear their shirts to events, people wanting to sponsor the show, sponsor $20 to help pay for the premium accounts and things of that nature. So it's just like, you know, I came in here thinking I'm just going to make a little money and then just pretend to, you know, just do what I want to do and have fun with it. And I actually ended up making a whole lot of money from it.
Exactly. I think that, and I mean, I'm glad you said it, because, I mean, there's nothing more I stress more than people try to do, like, see, some people try to just make money with stuff. They don't try to do what they love to do, making money. And that's one of the things, like, I mean, you know, because you be my sister, know how I am. It's like, this stuff I've been fighting so long, like, you know, you work a 9-to-5 or whatnot, you kind of, you won't work a 9-to-5 because you know there's money that's guaranteed, but the hardest money to make and the one that once you make it, you feel so relieved how you did it, is the ones you do that you're passionate about. And the other thing is that you're doing the whole modeling industry stuff now too, which, you know, I started getting too heavy, helping with models and whatnot too. Like you said, you're talking about the real crowd and whatnot. How important is it? Like, because a lot of people hate on the big girls or the big chicks or whatnot. And at the end of the day, you know, they be talking to them. Because, heck, I be talking, but to me, I be talking to big chicks, skinny chicks. I talk to all kinds of chicks. I mean, sometimes I have a cutoff on saying a lie, I have a cutoff on time. But at the end of the day, it's really not about how not really they stick or skinny to me. Now, what's your point on that whole deal? Like,
oh, with that situation, it's just more so, you know, I don't discriminate. If a chick that is, you know, of a lesser size wants to join Thick Thick Entertainment, there won't be any discrimination. But my thing is, by us slapping that name on it, it becomes more comfortable to a real crowd. It becomes, you know, the household name for people to come and have somebody that's, you know, recognizable, wear their shirts, wear their, you know, wear their products, review their products, you know, test their products in person, you know, things of that nature. It just becomes more real because everybody doesn't know a Beyonce looking chick or Beyonce built chick. But everybody knows 10 to 18, 10 to 22, 10 to 24 with curves and foot and boots and nice stomachs and stuff of that nature. So that's normal in the real world, not normal in an entertainment sense. And that's what we try to bring is real world entertainment.
Exactly. All right, well, we're going to take a quick music break and we'll be back. Speaking of Beyonce, it's actually one of her older tracks. This is Crazy in Love, and then we'll be right back. All right. This thing, shut up. Stop singing California Girls. I mean, I need y'all to get on it. Let's go.
I bling, yo. Star like Ringo, war like a dream, go things. They can't figure them out. They like, hey, is he insane? Yes, sir, I'm cut from a different cloth. My texture is the best for a chinchilla. I've been dealing with chain smokers. How do you think I got the name over? I've been realer. The game's over. Fall back young. Ever since I made the change over to platinum, the game's been a rap one.
Welcome back, everyone. That was Crazy in Love with my girl Beyonce. Definitely still a classic. That's what she does. She makes classic music, girl. I'll be back in the building with my girl Goldie over the line. Back, let's go.
I need you to never do that again. Ever.
What's up?
Live on the airwaves. Need you to never do that again.
What do what again, wait?
What's up, girl?
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that then? But,
We're going to excuse you live on Life at the Dusk.
We hate on you, man. But we
hate on my swag, man.
But anyways, let's chop up some more of what you got going on. Because, of course, you got Big Chick ENT. That's another thing, you got, of course, your social network marketing business. Like, kind of chop that up. Like, because a lot of people... You'd be surprised. I mean, it's been social network has been out for a long time, and there's still some people that's oblivious to how it works. Like, so how did you come back from coming into that business, and like, how do you find a way of making it so important to these different businesses and whatnot?
Well, usually I would look up, and a lot of people I've seen an advertisement on the top of a banner site one day. And it was like, we make your Facebook, YouTube, and I believe it was Twitter, and they was charging $500 for it. It'd be different if they was doing, you know, they were optimizing your website for you to be able to get onto search engines, but all they were doing was creating your Twitter, and then you still have to pay a monthly fee for them to keep it up. So, I mean, that's $600 just for them to create something that would have took them 30 minutes if they knew how to do it. At the most.
Right.
And so just basically I took that and ran with it. Now with me, I'm at least $400 less than that. And sometimes I'm able to do special prices or special offers. Just like right now, any business that comes to me, and depending on how many times a day they want posts or things of that nature, it ranges from $45 up a month. So I mean, you're saving $450 for something that I, you know, you would have to pay. You were paying like $100 an hour for somebody else to do, which is unacceptable. Because if you're not even paying yourself $100 an hour, why would you pay somebody else that? And you know,
exactly.
With that being said, it just came about, and I'm just trying to help people out, especially the older crowd, because the older crowd is usually the one that don't know what they're doing. The 45 and up crowd, they come to us and they're like, well, I don't know how to do this Twitter thing. I don't know how to do this MySpace thing. I don't know how to do this Facebook thing. And then you have to kind of tell them MySpace isn't really as cool as the other things anymore. So just focus on these three sites, and you kind of set it up for them and help them run their business and market it right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like for me, like, you talk about MySpace, I can leave my personal MySpace about from back in 2009. I haven't, and then I have my music MySpace up, but that's because for music, some people are still on MySpace still listening to music, so that's my way of checking them out. But like you said, MySpace really isn't there. Like the my main crowd that's not business is not on MySpace anymore.
And so what they do is they basically, they move with the times, but they don't quite catch on as fast. And that's what I'm here for. There's a lot, like I said, there's a lot of people that are still on MySpace, and they're signing up for, like, I See Color or Black Planet or stuff of that nature. And it's like, okay, we need you to get on Facebook and Twitter for free. I have to pay a monthly fee to get on there, and, you know, I can manage it for you. And that'll be $1,000 less than you would be paying an employee to sit around and do nothing all day, you know? So,
right.
I mean, that's how it came about. Just finding something cheap to do that won't take many hours out of the day and, you know, making money out of it.
And I catch you saying, I don't think you're knocking I See Color and whatnot. I mean, but because I'm on, like, Mingle City and stuff, and like you said, sometimes it's really... A lot of people try to put it off in there, and they network a lot of networking goes on, but it really doesn't. I really haven't really done any. I get on there and it's like people just want to roast each other in the chat room. That's half
basically,
the stuff is.
I got most of my sponsorships for my upcoming ventures through Facebook, and it hasn't even been, I say it hasn't even been 72 hours since I made one of my first posts that got me one of my first sponsors. So I have three sponsors, and I got them in the last, you know, 2 to 3 days. And so, I mean, nobody else is going to help you that way or any other site. It's like, oh, well, if you pay to be a gold member, you can post as many things as you want. You can spam as many people as you want. You can go to our marketing tools. You can use this. It's like, nah, I'd rather just reach out to people that actually want to hear what I have to say than pay $100 and nobody sees me, you know?
And exactly.
So,
I mean, like, I have a meme site, of course, and there's other meme sites, and they trip about, I mean, I don't understand. What's the difference between you, I mean, the watcher, what's the incentive of me coming to your site? Because a lot of people complain about you, you know, you can't really post all your stuff. If you want to advertise, like, why? I mean, you want us to get more prosperous, but you don't want us to promote ourselves unless we're paying you to promote ourselves. That's crazy talk. I mean, where's the networking? Take networking at your thing. It's called a website. There's not no networking going on. It pisses me off, and I'm sad to say I'm still on that website. And it's like, they don't understand. I mean, I feel like it's really the end of the day. If it's not about them, then it's not. The whole thing is it's not about them. It's not about anything, like, unless you're paying them. And I hate that crap.
And see, and that's why with web design, since I also do some website designing, I also, you know, show people alternatives to, you know, because everybody wants a Facebook-looking site, but they don't want to pay the Facebook money to make the site. So I have alternatives where you can get a nice-looking site, add on free features, and, you know, you got a networking site for, you know, if you would did it on your own, it would have been probably about $20. You know, with the other places, you have to host it each month and, you know, things of that nature. With
services
that I do,
yeah.
Yeah.
It cost me a good amount. It cost me, for those, I'm putting out there, I never put the price out there, but a lot of people always want to hate. It cost me $60 a month to keep my site running up. And that's, that $60 does, that $60 didn't go a long way. That $60 actually does go a long way besides the hosting. And, you know, Neen helps us in developing new features. So that $60 is very much so justified. But like you said, it's like a lot of people hate. No, we all date.
But that's just normal business, and I love my black people, but nine times out of ten, unless you have, unless you meet the exception, you're not going to find anybody that's going to support you the correct way. And so you just kind of have to hustle hard on your own, especially when you're trying to do something on your own and not be somebody's employee. Then it becomes, if you don't work for yourself, then it's you're working for the man. If you work for yourself, then it's, oh, well, you know, you ain't bringing in enough money. Oh, well, your business ain't doing this or that. Well, do you want me to work for the man, or do you want me to, you know, what do you want me to do? I'm going to be damned if I do, damned if I don't, you know, basically.
Yeah, because, I mean, that thing like you talk about now, like, I pretty much, a lot of times I get to realize that when I get the numbers again to say, I don't know what's been going on lately. For the past 3 months, I mean, the site has been better than ever. And I just really want to say a big shout out to everybody that's joined it, because I don't know what's been going on, but people have been on it heavy. And it's like, there used to be a point in time where it felt like I was the only one posting stuff, and that was driving me nuts. I was like, oh my God, like. But now it's like, I can just never have to post anything, and it would be somebody posting something every day, every hour or so. So big ups to everybody doing that. And like you said, it's like people don't support. Like there's two things when it comes to support. You can either give me your time or your money. And that's how everybody always wanted to say, oh, well, it's going to cost you this much for me to do this for you. Now, I don't really trip out. I mean, I like to get paid, too. Fuck that. I like to get paid, too. But at the end of the day, if you were to give me your time means a lot to me, too. But if you're not going to pay me and you're not going to give your time, I don't know if I could do it. That's what people understand. They get mad because you don't want to do anything for them, but they don't want to give up either one of those two things.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah. I mean more minutes we got about three more minutes. Man, y'all, yesterday was crazy at the garage. Shout out to it was kinda crazy for the first day there. It was I would keep it real. I know how I do on the show, man. It was a little bit too unorganized to me, but we'll get it better next time. We'll get it better next week. I just can't stand when people who are in control of the event are so unorganized. And shout out to it was a person of color who was unorganized, and put it like that. So there you go. But tomorrow, it's an event tomorrow, everyone. You got to make sure y'all show up. Also, y'all need to make sure a couple of things next week. And I'll be putting everything into it's a thing called Hot Spots on the Dust Spot. That's where all the events go. I'm going to put everything up on there so y'all can see it. Let's see. Next Tuesday, Garage again. Next Friday, we got the Thick Chick ENT event. Yeah, definitely come out and check that out. And big up to that, because everybody keeps going, man, when you come to Fort Worth, man, when you come to Fort Worth. Now you have no excuse. I will be in Fort Worth next Friday. you have no excuse why you ain't coming out. So I wonder, all the people that give you all excuses, are you in Louisville? Are you in Denton? No excuses next Friday. I'm going to be in Fort Worth, so I'm going to no excuse for me. Let's see. And then next Saturday, got the Halloween party with my boys, Max and Millie. Shout out to my boy, Corey, Max and Millie, coming out last night to the event. And I was having a lot of fun. I was doing a lot of testing around with some little scratching skills and whatnot, getting it in. So definitely having some of that. Last night was really fun. That's what I liked about last night. Last night, you could be more experimental. So definitely great. All right, so. As you're ready to roll on out, first of all, I want to thank you again, Goldie, for coming through. Let everyone know how they can check you out and whatnot.
You can check me out on Facebook at facebook.com/Goldie, G-O-L-D-I-I, Honey, H-U-N-I-I. It's the same on Twitter, Goldie Honey. And you can also check out our event at facebook.com/BBW Costume Party.
There you go. All right, that's the promo. Y'all know y'all can follow me on Twitter, SettyJDusk, that's CeddyJDusk. Facebook, do the same exact thing. I love the I made some tweets like that on purpose. I ain't got time for y'all to be trying to figure all this out all day. And then like the Dust Spot, the Dust Spot's Facebook page, facebook.com/THEDUSKSPOT. Dust, and then finally the website, DUSKSPOT.com. That's DustSpot.com. There you go. And a reminder, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J, or well, there's a Goldie, or well, there's a U, there is a way. Y'all have tuned into another episode of Life in the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddy J. We'll see y'all next week. And if you are in the Louisville area tomorrow, come through Blue Moon. We get it in, and that's when we have a good time. So, in the words of Chris Brown,
deuces.